在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
98. To write or not to write? Writing isn't easy. I do it every day, and I can tell you, it's quite a challenge. But the more I do it, the easier it gets to just write.Sometimes that's the most difficult part, starting. When people ask me about writing, how they can write, I often suggest that they brainstorm first. Writing random ideas, connected to a topic, usually produces some great themes. If the themes get organized, perhaps through an outline, then you can write something really great. Most of the writing I do is spontaneous. I just start writing, and when I stop, I'm done.But I always go over what I wrote at least 2 times. The first time I go over my writing is to spell check the work. It's unacceptable to deliver a piece of writing with misspellings in it. The second time, I actually read what I wrote out loud and add things that I may have missed. It could be an idea that seems incomplete or something else. If you have the time, it's good to put your writing down for a little while and read it again later and see how you like it.You may have something you wish to add or subtract. If you have a serious paper to write and you have completed all of the things I just talked about, the best thing to do before you turn in your paper is to have someone else read what you wrote and make comments on it. There is no doubt that practice makes perfect, or at least better. So, if you want to be a better writer in Korean or English, I recommend that you write as much as you can.Talk about it. Do you like writing? Do you keep a diary? What do you do when you get writer's block and the ideas are not flowing? Do you keep a blog or a mini homepage? How often do you write to others, real letters, more than just a few sentences? Do you think you're a good writer? How can you improve as a writer? How do you check your work after you finish writing? How do you feel when people criticize your work?What is the difference between getting a written letter or an email?